The energy pattern. All native cultures have an innate sense for the energy nature of life, all life, not only human life. This fact has long been veiled because of the metaphoric language used by most of the tribal cultures. For example, the amazing knowledge that the Dogon in Mali have about the cosmos and even details about certain stars such as Sirius, knowledge that in our culture only astronomers have, is all coded in a beautiful metaphoric language. The same has been observed by Terence McKenna regarding the terminology used by tribal peoples to describe energetic phenomena. In archaic revival and with regard to the bioenergetic charge contained in plant substances used for religious purposes, McKenna writes, I quote, "They are the true phenomenologists of this world. They know plant chemistry, yet they call these energy fields spirits." End of quote. It has often been objected to the amazing knowledge of tribal populations that shamanic reality was a pre-psychotic or primitive worldview that only peoples with an archaic mindset could uphold, but that by contrast the Western citizen had a far higher developed consciousness. This kind of ignorant judgments that used to be uttered by anthropologists and psychologists suffering from the usual Christian and colonial conditioning and who never put a foot in a terrain they were arrogantly pretending to know about have fortunately been silenced for the most part through advanced research in shamanism and parallel realities. And what strongly corroborates the evidence of plants being a universal transmitter of life-related knowledge is the fact that, contrary to prejudice, Western people who have had exposure to plant teachers by ingesting the traditional ayahuasca brew, myself included, react to this experience in much the same way as natives do and report pretty much the same phenomena as natives report and reported over millennia. What namely recurs in these visions or insightful journeys or contemplations of wholeness, or however one may want to name these explorations in the plant realm, is the fact that nature is basically coded in energy patterns. These patterns being observable, recognizable, and subject of conscious manipulation for beneficial or for detrimental purposes. Black magic, sorcery, is explainable as a conscious manipulation of energy patterns for the sake of hurting others, and from this point of view and after scrutiny, it becomes evident that sorcery is a powerful school of wisdom, as has been shown inter alia by Carlos Castaneda's explorative journeys with a Yaqui sorcerer from Mexico. I will now quote some references from Ralph Metzner's sampler Ayahuasca. Kate S., a woman artist in her 40s, reports, I quote, "I had the thought that the reason certain cultural or ethnic art forms appear is because of the planetary energy in the location of the origin of that form, and that the music and the art were intricately connected and reflective of the energy of the planetary location of their origin and the energies which exist there." End of quote. I am Love Tree, an educator in his 50s, states, I quote, "After the ayahuasca sessions, I felt cleansed within, throughout and all about. I have a sense of having been healed at all levels, especially the physical. The ayahuasca medicine seems to have a special affinity for the gastrointestinal system. It snakes its way through the body, seeking out and eliminating obstructions to life energy flow. I sometimes think of it as a form of kundalini, a liquid plumber for the soul, for cleansing and healing, for reconnecting with the vegetable kingdom. Ayahuasca is definitely my medicine of choice. End of quote. Ralph Metzner, in concluding the reader, summarizes, I quote, "The fundamental reality of the universe is a continuum, a unity field or fabric of both energy and consciousness that is beyond time, space, and all forms, and yet somehow mysteriously within them, simultaneously transcendent and immanent. In traditional Asian religions, this unity field is variously referred to as Tao or Atman Brahman or Tantra, parenthesis, the web or fabric or the jeweled net of Indra. Some native North Americans refer to it as Vakan Tanka, the all-pervading creator spirit. In the traditional Anglo-Saxon religions of the British Isles, it was called the Wyrd, an invisible network of magical forces. In theistic religions, like Christianity, this oneness corresponds to what is called the Godhead, that is beyond the personal deity. In the systems language of postmodern science, it is seen as an infinitely complex system of interrelationships or web of life. At the level of the planet Earth, this integrated whole is referred to as Gaia, the name of the ancient Greek earth goddess that has become the name of the whole Earth, considered as a purposive, intelligent, living superorganism. Since we are part of the unified system of interdependence, just like every other being, we can never actually be outside of it as a detached, objective observer. But since the unified field is energy, we are energetically connected to every other form and being in the universe. And since the field is also consciousness, this enables us as human beings to attune with, identify with, and communicate with any and every other life form, object, or being in the universe, from the macroscopic to the microscopic." End of quote. William A. Carey, MD, a medical doctor who did an amazing research on psychedelic substances in order to find the missing link between psyche and soma, equally states that the human body, according to Edgar Cayce's prophetic visions, basically is an energy structure. I quote, Cayce said, for instance, that this body we find ourselves in the moment is an energy structure and will respond positively or negatively to other energies. That the atoms and cells that make up the body are pure energy and have consciousness of their own. End of quote.